Today we are going over the third class of the Hebrew Reading Crash Course, and we will be learning from lessons 24 through 31, accompanying the NJOP Hebrew Reading Book, pages 30 to 37. On lesson 24, we're introduced to the letter Yud. That's that little hook we've been looking at all the time. And the Yud, not only when it comes at the end of certain letters, it just has no sound, but it also produces its own sound, like the letter Y produces in the Yah, as in yes. So the Yud makes the Yah sound. And therefore, in line 1, it will sound like Yah, Ya, Ye, Ye, Yi, Yo, Yo, You, Yeah. In line 2, again we have the Yud is making a sound, and the vowel is carrying it with it. In line 2, it's Yo, Mar, Ye, Led, Yo, Shave, Yeru, Sha, La, Yim, Yehu, Da, Hoya. Line 3. Yih, Ye, Yis, Ra, El, Yehe, Ya, Yehi, Elohai, Ga, Lui. Look at that word, Lui. There we have Lamed and the U goes Lu. And here we have a new point, that when the Yud follows, it does not have a vowel underneath it, but it follows a previous letter with a vowel, it ends off with a Y ending, let's say the word boy. The end of the word, let's have the word bo, boy. So it's not golu, it's not golu yeh, it's golui, like it ends in a Y. So it works like a Y either at the end of a word or the Y of a beginning of the word. This next word also, ya-mai. So we've got it's the mem and the a goes ma, but now that you got a yud at the end, it goes my. Let's jump down to line number 9. Hayeled Yisrael Shor. Let's look at line 13. Ha'omrim Shema Yisrael. And in the box, it says Shalom Al Yisrael. Let's go to lesson 25, page 31. Now we have that hockey stick, and now we see that until now it's had a ball on top of it making the sound O, and a ball next to it making the sound U, where the hockey stick really doesn't make any sound. Here, we're introduced that this letter is not just a hockey stick, it's the letter Vav. And if you look at the form of the letter, it's very straight. And therefore, the Vav on its own, when it has vowels underneath, will make a V sound, V. Only when there's a vowel underneath it, or following it. So let's look in line 1. It goes V, V, Va, V, 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 V. Now careful, the next one, the vowel is on top, so it's not V, it's O. But in the next letter, next sound, there's the vav that goes v, followed by the vowel o. So then the two together will say vo, not vivo, but vo. And the next sound is vi. Line 2. Le vi. Vi. Hu da. Va. Ye hi. Va. Yo, Mer, Vehu, Vehi, Vaed. Line 3. Ve'ad o vi si mal ve hove velohe David. Let's look at line 4. Ve'David va yosha va yish ma shav shema shav vehoya. Let's look at line number 10. Vehu hoya vehu hove vehu yiyeh. And in the box, lo sisa shema shav. Let's go to lesson 26 and page 32. We're introduced to two letters, the letter nun, that there's a letter that looks very similar to that, the gimel. We mentioned the gimel, but the gimel has a little indentation on the bottom of the area. It's not flat at the bottom. The nun is, we'll call it nice and neat. So it's flat at the bottom. That's the nun, and it makes the sound of an N. But it also has a final nun that's the longest letter that goes lower than the line. And it's an ending N sound. So the regular nun is like an N in the beginning or the middle of a word. And the nun sofit, the final nun, is always at the end of the word. So let's look at line 1. No, na, ne, ne, ni, ni, no, no, nu, nu. Line 2. No, san, no, sane, pain, no. Amen. No. Don't. Question 3. Line 3. Mi nosan es hatora. Let's go to line number 8. That's going to be a popular word. Dayenu. Line 9. Ilu nosan, nosan lonu. Line 10. Nosan lonu es hatorah. Let's move on to lesson 27, page 33, where we are now shown the name of Hashem. There's many ways that it comes across. You will never... rarely find it written the way on the top of the page where it's with the Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, although that is pronounced A-Do-Noi. Unless you're a Sephardi, you'd be ending it off Nai. But you'll notice a hey with a little line at the top. That is usually not saying Hashem's actual name, but it's just known as Hashem. Sometimes you'll see two yuds together. We do not pronounce it the way it looks, but we would also say it's Hashem. The next word, the yud and the hey and the vav and the hey, we never read it the way it is pronounced. It is not allowed to be read. But we read it as the next word as Adonai. So whenever we're saying Hashem's name, if we're really praying, we will say the word Adonai. Otherwise, we just say Hashem, and that hey is the first letter of Hashem. If we're not praying, we'll always say Hashem, but if we're practicing our reading, when you see the yud and the hey and the vav and the hey, you would be pronouncing it Adonai. Line 1, the way we would pronounce it, Gadol Hashem Umehulo Me'od. Line 2, Hashem Elohim, Elohei Yisrael. Line 3, Yehallelu es Shem Adonai. Let's look at line 6. This is a very popular pasuk in the Tomer, in the Torah. Vayomer, and you would pronounce this Adonai el Moshe. You just got to get used to seeing the Yud-Heh Vav-Heh is pronounced that way. Now you'll notice something strange in line 9. After the first word Vayomer, look at the next word. It's a law, and now we have a yud and a vav at the end of a word. That is a common suffix, which usually means his. But when you have the yud and the vav, you pronounce it as just a vav, as a v. So be pronounced a love. Finishing the line, ani Adonai. Line 13, Adonai ori v'yishi mimi ira. In the box, Adonai, Hu Hoya, Hu Hove, Hu Yeh. Let's look at line lesson 28, line 34. It's review, but many of these words are part of the prayers. Line 1, Eloheinu Velohei Avoseinu. Line 3, Ho'el Hagodol Hagibor Vahanora. Line 4, El Elyon. Line 7, Ono Adonai Hoshia No. Line 9 is prayers we say on the Shabbos. Vishamru Vinei Yisrael Es HaShabbos. Line 10, La'asos es ha-shabos lidorosam. Line 11, bris olam. Line 12, beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Line 13, os hi le'olam. Let's move on to lesson 29, page 35. We now are introduced to the letter Samach. Looks like a circle. It's very similar to the final mem, but the difference being the final mem is, and way to remember it, it is more square, while the samach is sliced on the side. So that samach is like the a sound of a circle, and that's like two C's. Take a C and another C and combine them, and that's a circle. So on line 1, we would pronounce so, sa, se, say, si, so, so, su. Now, being careful to pronounce things properly, remember the, let's see, in line 2, we have s, then a m. Remember, a suf makes the same sound as a samach, and so does a sin. So, s. Line 3. Say, ser. So, sar. So, ser. See, door. Say, there. Sal, salim. Line 4. Sus. Susim. Sod, sodos, sisu, mas, misim, sov. Let's go to line 10. Elohim, ata, seiser li. Line 11. Vehu nisi, umanos li. Look at line 16. V'dover MS Bilavavo. And in the box, Sur Meira. Let's go to lesson 30, page 36. We're introduced to a letter that looks very much like the Vav. But the Vav, we know, to remember the sound of the Vav is a V, it's very straight. While the sign, if you look in the middle, is a little zigzag. So that reminds you, it sounds like a Z. Z. while the very straight line is the. So let's look in line one. Zo, za, ze, 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 zi, zi, zo, zos, zu. Line two. Zayis, zuz, vav, o, zer, zera, ezra, mazon, zoriz, vize. Look at line three, you'll find a very popular word. Mezu, za, mezuzah. That's a mezuzah, but it's pronounced mezuzah. Ve'ozi, izuz, zon, avoz, zuz, zayin. Let's look in the box. Torah, sehe, emunasi, ve'el shaddai, be'ezrasi. The words at the bottom, ze means this in the masculine, zos means this in the feminine, and the word mezuzah. And finally, page 37, lesson 31. This is the homework page. This is the review. And these are many popular sentences, either in the Siddur or in the Talmud. Line 1, Me'ayin yavo ezri. Line 2, Esa einai el hahorim. 3, Me'ayin yavo ezri. Line 4. Ezri me'im Adonai. 5. Adonai heye ozer li. Line 6. Ezras avoseinu ato hu me'olam. Line 7. Ozi vizimras yoh. Line 8, Vayhi li lishua. Line 9, Shiru lo zamaru lo. Line 10, Ozer Yisrael bigvura. Line 11, Adonai oz le'amo yitain. Line 12, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria Omer. Line 13, Im ein da'as ein bina. Line 14, Im ein bina ein da'as. And in the box, Torasi al ta'azovu. I wish you all a lot of success in reviewing lesson 3. And the next lesson, we'll move on. Next week will be lesson 4. Have a good day.